Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. The checks and balances are key to the exercise. That is for sure. Our websites, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. And on lovingliberty.net, it's a great place to donate. It's a great place for live and on-demand radio. And it's a fantastic place to see what talk show hosts we have around the clock. C.L. Bryant, Kate Daly, Beth Ann, and others. So check it out. Jesse Lee Peterson. Just great stuff. Washington Watch, to name a few. There's also live and on-demand phone apps for Android and for iPhone. Download them. They're free. Live and on-demand radio. You can follow the Twitter feed and a whole lot more via the apps as well. So check that out, would you please, lovingliberty.net. All right, without further ado, let's jump into the recap of yesterday's show. Christians are dumping Netflix over blasphemous gay Jesus. That's right, lifesitenews.com with the piece. Netflix streaming homosexual Jesus. Theblaze.com with the piece as well. And Netflix, I guess, has released a blasphemous Christmas special movie. It's sick. Not only does it depict Jesus as a homosexual bringing his, quote, lover to a birthday party, but it depicts Mary as an adulterer. Yeah, it's like the first temptation is what it's called. It is a shame. Disastrous. I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's the culture war stupid. It's the economy stupid, they used to say, right? It's the culture war stupid. You better get a handle on what you're doing. You better vote with your dollars. Sign the petition. We need to soundly show Netflix that we're just simply not willing to go along with these kind of, in my opinion, immoral, dishonest, manipulative, I would say satanic, not to mention blasphemous. We're just not willing to tolerate this, folks. You've got to stand up. You've got to cancel your Netflix account immediately. You've got to get involved in the culture wars, ladies and gentlemen. We also talked about the airlines and travel companies want you to buy now, pay later. Yeah, it's kind of like layaway, but they're doing layaway for travel now. I mean, they're that desperate for you to travel, ladies and gentlemen. A USA Today article says tech needs black product managers. I don't agree with any of that, but there you have it. I don't understand it. Tech needs black product managers. Why some black teens thrive with remote school. NorthJersey.com talks about that. And I find that super interesting because they've been telling us blacks are suffering the most having to be home from the COVID. Now they're saying, well, certain blacks do phenomenal when they're left at home. Want to know why? Because the government schools are so racist. Now that they're snatched out of the racist environment, then they're doing very well. Well, which is it? Are they doing poor because they come home from school, or poor because they are in school, or they're doing well because why? And ladies and gentlemen, look, there are smart black people and white people and all colors of the rainbow people, all of God's children. And you know what? Let's just celebrate one another's lives and heritage. And come on. I'm sick of the racist rhetoric, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just sick of it. Man goes on stabbing spree in a New Zealand supermarket. At least four people stabbed, three critically, they say. They call it in an apparent random attack. Now, what are they going to do next now? Take away your knives after your guns? See, folks, people will always find ways to kill. If you go study the early days in the world, you know, Adam going forward, hey, they used the sword. They used rocks in Jesus' time to stone people to death. They tried to stone the adulteress. Thank heavens Jesus Christ stopped them, gave her another chance. Wow, the author of chances, even Jesus Christ. Imagine that. The first man to give his life for Jesus Christ, Stephen, the first martyr, if you will, stoned to death. Okay, we get it. You know what? You take away guns, it doesn't matter. They'll find ways to kill people. Guns, knives, etc., etc. What a sad tale to tell in New Zealand. Our prayers are with those folks. But I also know good people use these kinds of weapons really as defense mechanisms. We have a God-given inalienable right of self-defense. Mom, I guess, kids punished for wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. What do you think of that, folks? Should they be able to wear those kind of shirts? What do you think? The school says we don't have, you know what, we don't want political shirts at all. Leave it out of school. You know, many schools have uniforms to prevent a lot of this. Nevertheless, though, the battle's on. The mom's raging. They say it's not a political statement. We just want our lives to matter. And I just wonder if I wore an All Lives Matter shirt, if that would be okay. Or if I wore a White Lives Matter shirt or whatever. Would that be okay? Kind of interesting. I believe there's a double standard there big time. That was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two. Blackouts are a growing threat to U.S. cities. The author of a new study says the combinations of blackouts and extreme heat maybe the deadliest climate event we could possibly imagine. As much as winter storms and extreme cold remain a threat, the greater threat is a increased heat with a blackout. People will die in the cities. They're not prepared, says the study. Anyway, very interesting indeed there. There's two contrasting governors. Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a bill that prohibits public schools and universities from introducing a critical race theory, especially if it requires students, if it compels students to view others through a racist lens. All right, so Brad Little in the state of Idaho against critical race theory. Washington Governor Jay Inslee in the next state over, doubling down, mandating critical race training in public schools. So you see the diverging states. I don't know if you dare call it red and blue or what you want to call it, but there you have it, right? All I can tell you is the contrast couldn't be greater between the two states. And the battle's on for the hearts and minds of our children. If there's never been a time for you to pull your kids out of government school, I'm telling you right now, you better change your mind because the time has come. This is insanity. The critical race theory indoctrinates people to think if you're white, you're a racist. It's inherent. It's innate. It's so core, there's nothing you can do. You're just a racist. That's all there is to it. Systemic. If you're not white, then you're not a racist. You can't be a racist. You're a victim by nature. And therefore, see, the die is set when you believe those lies, those dishonest lies straight from the pit of hell. Okay, because white people can never become not racist, and everybody else could never be racist. That is the furthest from the truth. There are all kinds of people that are racist from all kinds of ethnicities. And there's all kinds of good people who are not racist from all kinds of ethnicities also. I just submit to you that we're all God's children, and we should start to behave like it. My goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Disneyland, they say, ready to bring Happy back to California. I say not. Why do I say not? Because they've got so many rules, it's shocking. You got to wear a mask all the time. You got to social distance all the time. Some of the characters are gone. You can't interact with characters hardly at all. Only Californians can go. I mean, it's just insanity. So, I mean, they make you believe Disneyland's open and happy and all good and everything, but it's only, I don't know what you want to say, limitedly true. Is that a word? It's only kind of true, but not even really completely true. Very, very strange indeed. All right, that is a recap of the broadcast yesterday. I just was by myself for 2 hours breaking down all kinds of news, folks. But news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, sir. There's so much to talk about. It's hard to even pick the stories these days, Kurt. It is amazing. Kurt's website, localhoneyman.com. Check that out. This half hour to you is brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door, localhoneyman.com. Or text or call 801-669-2211 or Kurt at libertyroundtable.com. First story is up. 120 American generals all got together and signed what I'm going to call virtually an open letter, Kurt. U.S. may not survive Joe Biden's attack on the Constitution, they say. Yeah, 120 generals literally say the U.S. may not survive Joe Biden's attack on the Constitution. And one of the lead generals was asked why on earth they would come up with such a document. He said, because this is critical. We need the American people to start looking at what Joe is doing. He is out of control. Now, imagine 120 generals saying this directly to the commander-in-chief. Kurt, this is serious, serious business. Sadly, the American people remain not engaged, sir. When we come back, we'll have your response. How's that?
Thank you.
That way you can have plenty of time to rock and roll and get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, serious stuff relating to the Republic and our way of life as the culture war continues. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win. They lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. 120 generals literally coming out saying Joe Biden's going to destroy the country, man. And they're serious about this. 120 American generals. U.S. may not survive Biden's attack on the United States Constitution. This is crazy, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, and I'm reading down in the piece. I assume that you're bringing to us from WorldNet Daily there. The headline says generals, and when you read in the article, it says 120 retired military leaders. Then when you go to the Federalist, which is what they say is the source for it, they call them 120 retired flag officers. I don't I've never even heard of the term flag officers, but they do say that amongst them, you've got President Ronald Reagan's former National Security Advisor John Poindexter, President George W. Bush's former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense William Gerald Boykin, and retired Army Brigadier General Donald Bolduc, B-O-L-D-U-C, I'm not sure, you know, says he's now running for Senate in New Hampshire, and they rail against a litany of left-wing pursuits showcase, they say, in the first 100 days of the new administration led by President Joe Biden, who has redefined what it means to run a far-left presidency. The retired flag officers, it calls them in here again, blasted the Democrats' assault on election integrity, pursuit of open borders, rampant Silicon Valley censorship, re-engagement with the Iran nuclear deal, dismissal of energy independence, highlighted through the elimination of the Keystone Pipeline, weaponization of the military to gaslight the public of right-wing threats, excuses for left-wing anarchists in city streets, and the recent confusion over nuclear code procedures at the White House. So it's interesting. And are you familiar with the term flag officers? I am not.
I'd have to learn more about them. I just found the headline quite interesting, as more and more people are in horror, realizing that, you know what, Biden is literally dismantling the Republic. Literally as fast as he can, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sure seems like that. They write in their letter, they say, the current administration has launched a full-blown assault on our constitutional rights in a dictatorial manner, bypassing the Congress with more than 50 executive orders quickly signed, many reversing the previous administration's effective policies and regulations. That's what they write. They call them retired officers, noting that the Biden has the most orders signed since President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Moreover, they say population control actions such as excessive lockdowns, school and business closures, and most alarming, censorship of written and verbal expression are all direct assaults on our fundamental rights. Anyway, it says, when you look at the letter, it says open letters from retired generals and admirals. So I guess that's what you call a flag officer. It is rather lengthy, and it does list everybody on there, long list. It's interesting that with that list, you'd sure think that would get some real coverage, and yet you'd only be right if it was somebody like against President Trump, if you ask me, Sam, you know.
Amen to that. Now, the next cool headline that I think, while all this fiasco is going on with Joe destroying the Constitution and everything else, next headline says, President Trump's very own social media platform is live. Now, are you caught up on this, Kurt? Because there's a lot going on with this.
I am not. Let's see. Where did you get that one? Was that...
All right. So there's a bunch of headlines relating to this. I'm going to give you the two websites, and we're going to talk about them. And what's happening right now, in my opinion, is the mainstream press is criticizing President Trump as much as they possibly can. Now, I just want to tell you right now that I'm convinced it's absolutely unwarranted and completely bogus. All right? And I'm going to explain how and why and all that right now. All right? So, I don't know if you know, but I mentioned that it is very hard, Kurt, to launch a social media site. I'm not saying it can't be done, but you've got a lot of things to discuss. I mean, do you want to just set it up on all the servers of the people that hate you and just have it completely shut down? Okay. Do you want to build it right? Do you want to, how do you build a website that scales for that many people, right? And all these things come to mind. And I don't think that the liberals are being fair about this, because they just want to mock President Trump and always underreport the value of what he's put together. And I'm here to challenge and absolutely obliterate that dishonest narrative. So when it comes to your government website that Barack Obama built, government healthcare still having trouble. Literally, what did he do that in? 2010 or 11 kind of range or whatever? I mean, it's like almost 10 years old or something, or 8 years old or whatever it is. And it still has all kinds of trouble. And they had starts and stops on that massive scale website. And all they would say is, hey, everybody wants to be on it. We just can't handle the traffic, but we're working on it. And everybody gave them a wide berth and a great opportunity. Okay. Now, Facebook and Twitter were built over time slowly, and they've got all the big tech and big money behind them that you could possibly imagine. And they didn't develop overnight, meaning that they had a small, at least comparatively small, launch. I mean, Facebook was launched in colleges, and it was very small at first. I mean, it was just people in dorm rooms. And then it grew, but it had the backing of big tech companies as well. It was funded by government and everything else, okay? So I give you that history a little bit to understand that they're being dishonest. So here's what happened. President Trump launched two different websites, Kurt. And so the headline says, Trump's very own social media platform is live. And they're talking about the two pieces of it. Two websites. First one is 45office.com. Are you familiar with this one? It's the numbers 45 and the word office, 45office.com. So 45office.com. And on that website, the reason it's 45 is because he was the 45th president, right, Kurt?
That's the way I understand it.
And so that's why it's 45office.com. So he's just saying, hey, I was the 45th president. This is my office for the public to communicate with me. And if you want to go to that website real quick, Kurt, you can kind of tell us what you see there.
It says Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, says the office of Donald J. Trump. It's got a cool, you know, bunch of pictures and stuff. Flipping through there, tells you to contact the office of Donald J. Trump, help fulfill our promise to put America first. It's got some pretty good stuff, you know.
Now, he says on there, it's a way for people to communicate with him. They always may not get back to you, though. They get so many requests. Well, I've emailed to interview President Trump, former President Donald Trump. I've also requested to interview Melania, and I've got back a confirmation that they received my email, but I haven't heard from them. Now, I know they're super buried and trying to get their feet under them and stuff like that. I'm not going to be too critical about that at this point. However, I'm just saying they've created a way for us to communicate with them to some degree. Give them news tips, submit information for requests for certain things, etc. And I think that's wonderful. The second site that they've now just launched is called DonaldJTrump.com, which you've already known about. It's been there for a long time, Kurt. DonaldJTrump.com. However, if you add the following word, /desk, so DonaldJTrump.com/desk, now you get a website where President Trump communicates with the public. All right, and it says, from the desk of Donald J. Trump is the headline for that one. Why don't you go to that website, Kurt, so you can see what I'm talking about for yourself.
Very good. As soon as I get there, it says, sign up for alerts. Want to receive notifications for the desk of, I assume it means from the desk of, and then you, you know, you fill in your name. And, let's see, I'll close that. It says, yeah. From the desk of Donald J. Trump.
So, and let me tell you what it is. It is a kind of a blog style series of tweets from the president. All right, now let me tell you how the mainstream press is being dishonest here, Kurt. Here's what they do. When he launches 45office.com, they're like, oh, if that's his website, what a failure. All it does is let him receive requests. It's not a social media site at all. It's just a, now he can receive requests. Well, then I'll tell you what they say next, relying on the short memory of the public, if you will. But I'm telling you, their narrative is dishonest. And we'll talk about it. We'll also talk about what he's accomplished thus far and what the next stages are probably to be. All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Gasoline shortages have expanded across the East Coast as consumers continue to panic buy amid the fallout from a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline last week by Russian ransomware group DarkSide. The 5,500-mile pipeline system transports more than 100 million gallons of gasoline a day and continues to be shut down. The company says it should be back up and running by the end of the week. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, warned anyone who would listen on Tuesday that American democracy faces a threat it has never seen before.
Today we face a threat America has never seen before. A former president who provoked a violent attack on this Capitol in an effort to steal the election.
A vote is expected Wednesday to remove Cheney from the role of House Republican Conference Chair. The lawmaker's public feud with Trump raised concerns among House GOP leaders about her ability to serve ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
It's now up to an advisory committee with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to authorize the decision by the Food and Drug Administration to use the COVID-19 vaccine on children 12 years and older. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Many parents were relieved with the FDA decision so their children could take part in summertime activities. Dr. Janet Woodcock, acting FDA commissioner, called it a significant step in the fight against COVID-19.
Vaccinating a younger population brings us closer to returning to a sense of normalcy and to ending the pandemic.
Dr. Peter Marks, also of the FDA, wrote in a press release, with science guiding our evaluation as well as our decision-making process, the FDA can assure the public as well as the medical community that all available data meets our rigorous standards to support the emergency use of this vaccine in the adolescent population 12 years of age and older.
A shout-out to KRQN, FM 107.1 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Thanks for being a part of the family. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio. So I submit to you the mainstream press is being dishonest, and I'm going to take them on. Regarding Donald Trump, President Trump's very own social media platform is live, ladies and gentlemen. And you can mock it and try to say it's not really a social media platform, but I say they're dishonest. So the first website is 45office.com, which is a way that we, the people, can communicate with President Trump. All right. And the second way is through DonaldJTrump.com's website, which has been around for a while, but slash desk turns it into his blog. And at first glance, you could say, well, so what? He's got a way for us to communicate to him and he's got a way to communicate to us. Yeah, I think it's very significant. But here's what the mainstream press does. They don't tell you about both sites. What they do is they say, oh, DonaldJTrump.com, he plays like it's a social media site, but it's really just a blog. It's only one way. Donald can't hear from anybody else, or nobody else can post, and they mock him. But they're dishonest, because there's two ways to communicate, 45office.com, DonaldJTrump.com/desk. And you say, well, why are they separate? Well, they're separate for now, I'm assuming, so that he doesn't get taken down. You put up a blog somewhere and they take it down, you can put it up somewhere else. They take it down, you can put it up somewhere else. And if you know how to point DonaldJTrump.com/desk, you can put it anywhere and it will appear again. If you have 45office.com and a way to communicate, I'm not going to say it's impossible to take it down, but they'll have to make a serious secondary move to take over the internet that'll probably get their socks sued off if they do to take that down. So I submit to you that it's somewhat brilliant, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go to the website, DonaldJTrump.com/desk, there's a choice there to sign up for alerts as well. So now he's got a way that we can communicate to him via 45office.com. He's got a way for him to blog to us or tweet to us. You can say, well, it's not a tweet, Sam. I get it. But I also get that it's a way for him to send blurbs to us, equivalent of tweets, in a blog form. And then he's also got a way for us to sign up for it, which means it can come into our email or other contact methods. So he's developing multiple ways to communicate to us. And I submit to you that you can say that's nothing, Sam. You can put that up in a day. Well, maybe, maybe not. You don't know what's behind it. You don't understand the engines that are behind it. Neither do I. I'm not saying I've researched it. I'm just saying to you that you don't know that. How sticky it is on the web will tell you that. If they try to take him down and he pops up somewhere else tomorrow, then you know it's a little more robust than they were counting on. I don't know that, but I've got to assume that at this point. Why? Because Donald Trump's no fool, and he's been taken down, and he's not happy about it. And I know that we got to give him a little bit of credit. But what the mainstream press is doing is just mocking, going, this isn't a social media site. Well, I kind of disagree. Not only did I tell you that you can receive information from President Trump on his website, but also if you sign up for alerts, but you can also share the posts that he gives on guess where? Answer, Facebook and Twitter. So just because they've taken Donald down now, then everybody who wants to can share a post on Donald Trump or DonaldJTrump.com/desk. You can share it on Facebook and Twitter, and his messages are all over Facebook and Twitter. Even so, and the only way to stop that is to take down everybody that shares one. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're being absolutely dishonest in their lack of coverage of what he's really done. Now, let's get to what he's really doing with it, because it's one thing to build it and to put it up. Is it a complete social media site? I would say not totally yet. But give the guy a break. Give the guy a chance. He's promised something, and it's here. Is it fully functional? No, not quite. But it's getting there. What's the world going to look like over time, though? Is it going to look like the old Facebook and Twitter? And I submit to you, no. Write this down and listen to me carefully. No, Facebook and Twitter are outmoded. They have shown their evil satanic hand, and they've overreached so far that Americans are sick of it and leaving in droves. They were so fraught with fake accounts and bogus news that Americans are just jettisoning Facebook and Twitter, okay? So what is the new media going to look like for social media? And you don't know yet, do you? You think it's Instagram, fine, owned by the same people. What is the new media, the new social media platforms of the future going to become like? Well, we're about to find out. That's all I know. But Donald Trump literally has all kinds of modern updated information. What's today, you ask? May 12th, okay? 8:33 a.m. is the first post that I see on this site. So he's posting literally relevantly right now. So the idea that Donald is completely silenced is no more. That is a vital understanding takeaway. Let's start there, Kurt. They haven't silenced him. He's back. You can say it's a boring old blog, but the fact is I can hear what President Trump says and thinks on any topic as often as he posts real time now via these methods. And all they can do is dishonestly mock and manipulate the truth. The fact is they don't know what to do because he's back and we can hear what he has to say direct to the people. Kurt?
Great point, Sam. And I'm looking right at it, just like you said, DonaldJTrump.com/desk. And, it's got, for example, one for this morning says 8:33 a.m. I assume those are all Eastern time. May 12th, 2021, says the Republicans in the House of Representatives have a great opportunity today to rid themselves of a poor leader, a major Democrat talking warmonger, and a person with absolutely no personality or heart. That sounds like President Trump wrote that. As a representative of the great state of Wyoming, Liz Cheney is bad for our country and bad for herself. Almost everyone in the Republican Party, including 90% of Wyoming, looks forward to her ouster, and that includes me. So you don't really wonder, you know, what he's thinking after you read that, right, Sam? On that,
good point, but read the rest because he tells you what he wants to see happen too, right?
Well, the next one says it's from yesterday, last night. It says, congratulations to Martha's Vineyard.
Is that okay, hold on. Before you get to the windmills one, I saw, and maybe I saw this somewhere else, I don't know. But I saw he basically said there's a gifted communicator. Let's see. Okay. This is Donald J. Trump. 10:46 a.m. May 10th, so I guess it's a few down. But the reason that I bring it up is because it relates to the other one. Yeah, the House GOP has a massive opportunity to upgrade this week from warmonger Liz Cheney to the gifted communicator Elise Stefanik. She has intelligence, an endorsement from American Patriot.
Here, it looks like to me, Sam. Quite a bit of info here, and like mentioned.
Yeah, amen. Anyway, it talks about all of the endorsements that she has. Okay, so it's more than just a little blip tweet. He's not locked down, Kurt, to 140 or 280 characters in his tweets either.
Good point.
So this is where they're attacking President Trump, but in a way, we actually get more from him this way than we got before, Kurt, because instead of just headlines, it's backed with details. He says we need someone who is experienced in leadership, who is experienced flipping districts from blue to red as we approach the important 2022 midterms. She knows how to win, and that's who we need. Now, there's a share there. You can share on Facebook, you can share on Twitter, and you can like the post. That's a whole lot more than nothing, Kurt. You can also load more posts. You can sign up for alerts. You can get a notification when President Trump sends a new message. Anyway, so I digress, and I only went to that one because it was related to the first that we just read. Now I'll go back to the one that's, let's see. The Martha's Vineyard one. That's where that came out when May 11th, 7:50 p.m. Oh, 7:15 p.m. Right. May 11th. So last night at 7:15,
so last
right?
Night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says congratulations to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts for the privilege they will have in looking at massive windmills that have been approved by the Biden administration are being built in China, of course, as part of an extraordinarily large wind farm. Wind is an incredibly expensive form of energy that kills birds, affects the sea, ruins the landscape, and creates disasters for navigation. Liberals love it, but they can't explain why. In any event, Martha's Vineyard, an absolutely wonderful place, will never be the same. Good luck.
See, I mean, he's a little bit clever with his words. He kind of mocks them like no other. But he's really right on the science and the reality about this, Kurt. A lot of these wind farms are bogus. They're incredibly expensive. They're unreliable. They destroy the landscape. They do all that he says. Where's the environmentalist when you need them? We're going to continue on this theme, ladies and gentlemen, because they say Donald Trump's not building any social media. They lie. It all depends on how you define social media. But he's got a tremendous start, if you ask me. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
To leave a message, press 1. To change your message, press 7.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, you know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No.
To change.
Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks?
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio talking about Donald Trump's successes in social media. The mainstream press wants you to believe it doesn't exist. And it's a dismal failure. They lie and they're dishonest as they always are. Again, the more they kind of show their, I don't know what you call it, their hand, the more you realize they're just full of baloney and dishonest. So President Trump has two websites now. His very own social media platform is live. You can call it a social media platform if you're honest. If you're not, you say it falls short. I agree that when you put something up and it's like, what, a week or two or three, whatever, old? Depending on when, which piece launched, you can say it's a very, childlike or young media service. It's not as robust as the ones that have been out at government funding for decades, right? So, you know, it's hard to kind of compare. 45office.com is the first one, and Donald J. Trump /desk, the second one. And we're quoting from the desk of Donald Trump right now. And he's got some just zingers. So he just trashed wind farms backed by the Democrats. He just trashed Liz Cheney and said, hey, we got to do something different. Kirk, go to the next one. We'll talk about a few more of these posts to make the point really well. And then I got something I want to know if you know a little bit about, because it might be some of the backing of what's being built. We'll tell you about that coming up. Hang tight. Kurt?
Very good. The next one after the wind farm thing in Martha's Vineyard, he says, this is 5:58 p.m. yesterday. So, you know, the other one was 7:15. You know, you got it like an hour apart. He says, the government of the United Kingdom is proposing that anyone who wants to vote in a British election should show photo ID to eliminate any corruption and fraud and ensure the integrity of elections. This is exactly what we should do in the United States, unlike the Democrats who want to abolish voter ID laws with passing their horrible H.R. 1 bill. All states should pass voter ID laws along with many other fair and comprehensive election reforms, like eliminating mass mail-in voting and ballot harvesting, so we never again have an election rigged and stolen from us. The people are demanding real reform.
Wow. So see, he's catching you up on current bills in Congress. I'm telling you right now, Trump's back, and this is a serious threat, and they don't know what to do. So what they're trying to do is just hope that you won't learn where the websites are to keep up on what's happening, okay? That's their best hope right now. They're also mocking it because I agree, it's quite simple in comparison to the modern social media systems. But if you believe somebody can build a modern system that's taken literally a trifecta of government money, in bed with universities, in bed with big tech and big money for literally, I mean, how long has Facebook been out? When did Facebook start, Kurt? You know, offhand, I can't remember. I'll have to look it up.
I always liked how Rush Limbaugh would call it fake book, but I don't know that. I did see that, you know, our buddy Mike Lindell, you know, when you go to frankspeech.com, He's got Watch Lindell TV live 24/7. You know, they're doing what you suggested, Sam, years ago. I remember when you...
All right, Facebook launches 2004, so it's like 16 years old, Kurt.
Very good.
That's 17.
I guess you could say.
All right, so you can't compare Donald Trump's couple of week option to something that's been around for 17 years, backed by government big money, in bed with Pentagon and military funding, backed by big university research and big tech companies all working on it. You just can't. So it's dishonest, in my opinion, Kurt, to pretend it doesn't relate, right? Anyway, I bring that up because it's important to understand that. Now, part of the plan might be from President Trump is, do we need one site? Do we just need Donald's site? Or do we need Donald's site and Mike Lindell's site and Sam's site? And then we work on a way to put all those together in ways that link and promote and cross-pollinate to one another. So there's a little bit more going on behind the scenes than you might possibly imagine. Not only is Mike Lindell working on something, I'm going to have Kurt continue on that in just a second. I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to set the stage for Kurt's point. Mike Lindell's doing a great job. So is Ben Swan, right? Doing a great job. They're developing their media service as well. And Del Bigtree's working with Ben Swan. So there's more and more and more things going on, ladies and gentlemen. Do not underestimate this. Write it down and remember who told you. Do not underestimate it. The internet battle has begun in earnest. All right, Kurt, let's talk about Mike Lindell a little bit too. Go ahead.
Well, and the one thing I wanted to bring up, when I look at these different things, for example, the Epic Times, WorldNet Daily, Mike Lindell defending the Republic, there's just... so many good ones, and what they're doing is basically following your advice that you suggested years ago, and that was don't rely on somebody else. Basically do your own thing so that you can, you know, ensure your, I guess you could say, your mode of delivery. And you look at frankspeech.com, you see, it certainly is not saying something like it did a while back was, hey, there's too many people coming here, we're still working on it, etc. Now you can see Watch Lindell TV live 24/7. I never even heard of Lindell TV, but heck.
You have now, buddy. And how do you know this isn't part of Donald Trump's strategy, see? You're ignorant to believe otherwise. They're good friends. Lindell has backed Trump. Now, maybe there's not a direct association. But does there need to be, Kurt?
Well,
see, because there's not a direct association between me and Trump.
Right.
Like, I've never met him personally. I don't have his personal phone number. But I'm able to see what he's doing and work on it and support the effort because it's legitimate and worthwhile, Kurt. Well, I don't know how close Mike Lindell's association is, but my point is we're building something, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And to say we're not is a lie. Anyway, I would like to keep an eye on Lindell TV and see what it's like, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and you go down the list there, you know, and you've got... What's called, the mainstream media tells you stories kind of like, here's one from MSN. It says, here's the headline. It says, Mike Lindell falsely claims Trump got 80 million votes, was on course to win all swing states. But then when you go to frankspeech.com, you can literally watch the evidence. You know, you can see, for example, absolute proof. You can see absolute interference. And that's the sequel to absolute proof, with new evidence foreign and domestic enemies used computers to hack the 2020 election. So, you know, they're showing you.
And ladies and gentlemen, you have the chance to make up your own mind, Kurt.
Yeah, you don't have to just go and read like a headline. When you look at that MSN or Newsweek piece, you know, when you look down in there, it says MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell has falsely claimed that former President Donald Trump won the 2020 election with 80 million votes. says Lindell also claimed that Trump would have won 6 key battleground states if election fraudsters hadn't rigged the vote against him. He made his claims Monday evening at an in-person indoor rally in the Corn Palace. Never been there, but, you know, it's an arena in Mitchell, South Dakota. I'll bet it's a pretty good place. During the event, Lindell claimed that on election night, people rigged voting machines against Trump. However, the riggers underestimated the number of votes Trump would win. That's what Mike Lindell claimed, they say in their article. Here's the quote they give. They quote, they
estimated.
So before
you get to the quote, so here's the question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you believe the mainstream press that says he falsely claimed this? Or when you go and watch the evidence he gives you via video on his own website, do you agree with him? Where do you stand, ladies and gentlemen? And this is why this is becoming such an epic battle on the internet. The battle has begun. Is because you now can decide for yourself. Do you believe the evidence that Mike Lindell's given is strong enough? Or do you believe the mainstream press? They, in my opinion, claim it's false without evidence, Kurt. But he gives you evidence and shows you where the allegations come from and where the pay dirt is on this thing. So the problem is the mainstream press is losing credibility right and left, Kurt.
Well, and it's exactly right. Mike Lindell says how the mainstream media kind of wants, you know, would want him simply because he's an advertiser, Sam, somebody who gives them money typically with his MyPillow company. And yet he said, before he had put up like absolute proof or any of those things, they kept making fun of him or whatever. And then he says, when he put that up, all of a sudden it was just crickets. Nobody called, nothing. And that's standard of the way we've seen this thing work forever. If you've really got something that's would be really useful and good for the American people to see, you know, the AP and Standard Media, they're going to cover some, you know, story about some rabbit in a hat or something like that, you know, not the real story. When you look at the information, I was just amazed looking at how they've done it, Sam. They've dug in there, and you understand more about things like algorithms and things like that. But a guy like me, I can look at an algorithm and say, well, that's a computer fancy word for a recipe or basically an instruction. And
I'd say that's a great description.
When they use these computer instructions in there, they went across America and basically, you know, they did this, as far as I can tell, and not just in the 6 states, the battleground states, but, you look at the true details there, you'll see that they went into Ohio and pretty much anywhere they use these voting machines, and they have access to the machine before, during, and after the election. And they show the facts there, and I can see why the mainstream media, the ones, the big supporters of Biden and Harris and the insiders, etc., don't want to really talk about it. You know what I mean?
There's no doubt about that, ladies and gentlemen. So I submit to you that Mike Lindell, Ben Swan and Del Bigtree, Donald J. Trump, Sam Bushman, many of us are starting to build the battle on the internet, is what it's going to be called. And we are finding ways around their manipulation and dishonesty and shutdown. And we will hold them accountable. We will make changes. The battle is on. But I'll give you another example to the point. They want you to believe that Donald doesn't have anything. Oh, my gosh, Donald put up a blog, whoop-de-doo thing. And I agree that at first glance, all you see is that. But don't be deceived. Let me ask you a question at the end of this hour that will kick off for the next hour. Kurt, how much do you know about Campaign Nucleus?
I know nothing. As
you don't want to know why? Because they want you to know nothing. But if you go to the bottom of DonaldJTrump.com/desk, you can click on that and you can read about that. Be ready. We'll talk about that next hour because there's a lot of things happening, whether they admit to it or not, in the mainstream press. We're going to tell you about it all. All right. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt on your radio. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.